Let's hear, what, Sandman?
Let's do it. Should I count this off?
Brakeman is letting off some steam. This has to be the slowest train that I have ever seen. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow at the window and watch the wheels go. Watch the wheels go. Whoa, whoa. Roll on, old little train. Brakeman, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Make way, whatever will be, will be. For the Sandman, the Brakeman, and me. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Deliver me my dream. Deliver me my dream today. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow.
Nicely done, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Nicely
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
The Monsters of Folk, live on KEXP. You know, I wanted to ask, singing, group singing, is an intensely physical and spiritual experience, especially when we do it with friends or family, and the harmonies on that last track made me wonder, did you really have to work a little harder to nail it when you were all singing together?
Yeah, I mean, we had to think about it and you know, work on it, and that was one of the fun things about being together, was learning how to shape our voices together into a thing, because our voices are pretty different, and mm-hmm. it was fun because we, you know, had to learn where to place them, like who went where.
It's like back when you're in high school choir, and it's like, okay, you need to back up a little bit. You need to get up front.
There are occasionally moments where, you know, notes might hit in unison, and you have to make sure that you're not stepping on a certain note or someone's getting into someone's territory.
Stop closing up on that diphthong.
How many times in my life I said that?
Not in mixed company, I hope.
No.
I also know another, I believe the quote number one rule was it was going to be no sidemen.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So everybody had to, whatever instruments came up, someone had to play them. Did this set up moments of hilarity or perhaps moments of banging one's head against a wall?
Yeah, it took us back to high school a lot. We felt like we were in our first bands again, you know, like just learning that what it feels like to pick up an instrument for the first time. So there's a lot of hilarity.
Challenging.
Any especially memorable instruments where you were like, how have I come to find myself with a dobro or a steel drum or a moog in my hand?
Well, the drums were always, because none of us are drummers. Well, Will is a drummer, but he didn't record on the record. That was scary to be behind the drum set and have to kind of hold it down.
Yeah, gave you a lot of respect for drummers that you love because you're back there trying to hold down the fort. And the fort could fall apart at any minute, and if it does, it's your fault.
Did you? How would you figure out who would play drums on a track? Would you draw straws, or
we'd fight?
Take off our shirts and wrestle.
No, just fight, good old fashioned fight. Only fists and knives.
Well done. Well, speaking of social interaction, why don't we hear another song from you? How about shall we hear Map of the World?
Great Sounds choice. Great.
Let's good. Do.
Magazine stack, you read when you're feeling bored. Look through a telescope lens, doesn't make sense. You think you've been there before. That far off feeling, that up close kind of ache. White screen reason to look the other way. By the lake as you go when it's late in the summer and the crowds are gone. So you sit all alone with your thoughts getting stoned, just waiting for some peace to come. Like a thing that you tried, that you thought that you liked for a minute, then it all felt wrong. So you're changing again, all your clothes, all your friends, it's the same as it ever was. That far off feeling, up close kind of ache. Wide screen reason to look the other way. While your dreams are crazed, so you cling to your wife, your kids and your life. There's nothing that you're gonna say. Put the razor to your face, hot water for a shave, kill the shadow of yesterday. Clean shirt, clean pants, clean slate, second chance, going by another name. Some far off feeling, up close kind of ache. Instant karma always comes true late. Thank you.
Bravo. Well done. The crowd goes wild. That sounds beautiful.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks.
So I know you... Now, you guys went out together 5 years ago, and it took a while to get everybody all together in the same spot to do the recording. You recorded in basically three chunks, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, were there any lessons learned from that first chunk in Omaha that you applied to the next, the second and third chunks, where you were like, okay, when we're working together on this project, we should or shouldn't do these things?
I don't know about that, but definitely the first session was the icebreaker, and I think we had kind of no expectations what would happen going into that, and then once we got some traction, it was it just was a lot easier, you know, kind of, because everyone makes records in such different ways. That was a great thing for me, was to, because I've always loved how Jim and M's records sound, and just to kind of have a, you know, ringside seat for like what goes through their minds when they're putting it all together, you know, that was educational for me.
Mm-hmm. And to be able to have a dialogue too about stuff, like go, mm-hmm. Wow, you do it that way, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Now, and you're going to be performing at the Paramount this evening, and you're going to be doing some songs from your own individual repertoire as well as the Monsters of Folk material, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like as the primary songwriter of a particular song to then have input from your beloved friends and colleagues? Was it weird, delightful, enlightening? Did you get a window into anything you never expected?
Yeah. All of those.
Weird, delightful.
Yeah, all of those. Surprising.
But the reverse is nerve-wracking when you are supposed to, like, not mess up your friend's song. You
know, oh, really?
You
know, the pressure.
Playing, thing. Like, you know, something you're not used to playing. So that's...
It's fun, though. It's like carves new lines in your mind that I think it's important that for people to do things like that. I mean, I can't overstate the value of what I've personally learned. I feel like we all feel the same way, because when you put yourself in a potentially not dangerous situation, but a nerve-wracking situation of playing a song with your friend or singing, like we do a lot of trading of verses, even with our songs that aren't Monsters of Folk songs, we'll trade verses or something, and there's that pressure when you're up there, you're like, oh my god, if I mess up these lyrics, I'm totally like, you know, but it's like I feel like it's a real mind strengthening. There's new wrinkles in your brain after that.
Right. And of course you're being harder on yourself probably than anybody else. It's, you know, we set those high expectations.
No, we chastise each other if we mess up. Yeah. If somebody messes up,
there's a demerit system.
Yeah.
There's a roadie walking around with a wet towel and
yeah.
Fine style. We fine each other.
It's like the swear jar.
Yeah.
Can we hear one more?
Yeah.
What have we, I'm trying to remember, what's number three? Number three
losing your head.
Losing your head.
Yeah, let's crank it out.
old folk sound.
Classic folk
sound. Nicely done, gentlemen. The Monsters of Folk on KEXP, listener-powered radio. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We're gonna thank you left to right. Let's see if I can get it right. Thank you, Mike, Connor, Matt, Will, and Jim.
Nice. Good job.
For coming in this afternoon. You can catch the Monsters of Folk at the Paramount this evening. And then you're going to be, it's West Coast, then East Coast, then Europe. Is that right?
Yep.
That's correct.
Super. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a great show this evening.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your support of KEXP. It means a great deal to us.
Of course. Yeah, thank you.
I'm DJ El Toro. You're listening to KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle and KEXP.org.